Gracias.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who the hell are you?
Sir, my name's Ray Kinsella.
We got a learning disability here?
Mr. Man, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone. So piss off.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
So what are you doing, Buzz?
Hey, what happened there?
What's going on, Buzz?
just me and Jamie having a chat.
Wow.
I think I told our listeners, no more lame guests. Can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you something. Lame guests, maybe, but he certainly was a good interview. He liked to talk.
He was delightful.
He said, did indeed.
He said you're the best newscaster in all of New York City.
in your favorite team, the Jets.
Uh-huh.
I hope everybody could laugh as much as we were. Because the more he went on, Jamie Farr went on, just with the game show and the golf tournament. And then he starts leading the conversation with Buzz about football. Sure. We were having a discussion in the back. Who's going to end the conversation first?
We were curious about that. We were curious whether you would end the interview or Jamie Farr would be out of time.
I sensed he wanted to leave. So
It got to that point when I believe right after the fires,
mm-hmm.
when you were talking about the fires.
In spite of that, I managed to keep him another old minute and a half beyond that. So I thought that was pretty good.
What were your thoughts, Buzz? What was running through your mind?
I knew that it wasn't as compacted as an interview would normally be, that I was, in fact, stretching it out. But other than that, I thought it went pretty well, that he was pretty charming.
He was. You ought to send him a Christmas present.
I should.
You really should.
That's for sure. Because
he saved my ass.
You know, what time is it, Mr. Farr? You know, 20 minutes later, you're all set to go.
I love hearing Buzz run out of gas, though.
I know. You ran out. And at the end, we came in here just when you were officially out of gas.
Just in time.
I believe the comment was, well, there it is. That was our cue to come into the studio.
Yeah. When you go to the weather, when you start talking
beautiful autumn leaves.
Yes. I knew that would get you back in here.
Golden sunshine over beautiful autumn leaves.
Uh-huh. Now keep in mind, the three of us, me and Mike, and the four of us, Mike, myself, Rob, and Joe, are hiding in the back room.
Yes.
Because we don't want Buzz to see us. We were watching Buzz's body language, and as...
It was absolutely at attention for the first 5 to 10 minutes or so.
But the last 10 minutes was watching a guy needed to have his back adjusted.
Yeah.
Because Buzz has these mannerisms with his hands, and it was like
he had the slight little finger thing where he went to the neck. It was not pulling the collar, but it was just the little tell. Uh-huh. It was the little tell there. Well, you know everything there is to know now about Jamie Farr.
We all do.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Unbelievable.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Oh, what the hell are we going to say to that guy?
Seriously.
Nothing that Buzz didn't say.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think I covered it.
You put people's lives in danger.
It's Jack Bauer.
Soundboard guy, or is this the Fred Rogers guy?
You snotty little bastard.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that might be Jack Nicholson.
Who really was the Fred Rogers guy.
Mm-hmm. Remember? Right.
Remember the other day he had Jack Nicholson, and we ended up just saying about popcorn?
Well, I'm hungry. And that's how we get it right away. And I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait at all. I am hungry right now.
No.
You're refusing?
I agree with Mike. It's two against one. I'm hungry, too.
We're starving to death.
Actually, I could go for something.
Buzz wants some, too.
Something salty. Mm-hmm. Waiting for me to say something?
No. You know, give us what we want, or we're going to throw you away.
For good.
Aren't you at work?
We are at work.
Last chance.
Need a snack. Do you have a snack for us?
Oh, yes. I read about that in the Bible. I was just making some popcorn.
Yeah.
Bye.
He stays alive. He stays alive for another day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
Yes.
You magnificent bastard. That was fabulous.
See, and there's not a single other thing you want to know about Jamie Farr.
I learned more about Jamie Farr in 23 minutes.
Is that all it was?
Not that our listeners were counting, but
23 long minutes, yes.
I was sitting there listening the whole time, and I'm thinking, man, this is great. Jamie Farr just keeps going and going and going, and I'm thinking, where's Don and Mike?
I was thinking that, too.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Oh, I wanted to tell Buzz that he did a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal, Buzz.
Buzz,
good job.
Considering.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I listened to that whole Jamie Farr interview just waiting and hoping he'd bring up Toledo, and he did. You delivered. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Yeah, Toledo is a big part of Jamie Farr's life. That's when you said, is there anything we wouldn't know about Jamie Farr? And he launched into his plug of his golf tournament.
Yeah, that Hello, was perfect. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And he also was holding your hand, leading you through the football picks.
Yeah. That was the greatest fakery that I've ever seen. You did a fantastic job with
it. It was fun being in dangerous ground like that.
Because you have no idea what teams are playing this weekend.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I have only one criticism of that entire interview, Buzz. Damn it, you should have told him where you were. You said, Mr. Farr, this is not New York City.
For God's sakes, why is it with Buzz?
Right.
Guy thinks he's in New York. With you and me, we always want to impress the fact that we're a big-time syndicated show.
Yeah, and the guests will always say, where are you guys?
And
anyway,
we finally got some schmuck who thinks we're on in New York. Right. It's Klinger.
It's
Klinger.
Good old Jamie Farr.
Rob said to me this morning, hey, JB, you know our man James Brown. He's very busy today. Yeah. He can't do the show today because of all the Colts-Patriots stuff.
Right.
He said, I got Jamie Farr. I swear to God, I said to Rob, I don't want to talk to Jamie freaking Farr. Hold on. Sneak attack.
Yes, a little sneaky thing.
Buzz will eat it.
Yeah, Buzz
will eat anything.
It tasted fine.
Buzz is like Mikey. Mm-hmm. Like the Mikey
from
Life
Cereal.
Life Cereal.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, who is this?
You know who I am.
Are you a live person trying to imitate the soundboard guy?
Lady Elaine.
What were you doing in your kitchen?
I was just making some popcorn.
All right, that worked.
That's better.
That's outstanding.
I enjoyed that.
Now we don't need that other guy anymore. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my. Phone in the bathtub. Day of the Dead.
Vibophone.
Hey, I wonder if that comet is causing all the problems. That newly bright comet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Holmes.
Comet Holmes.
Comet. It makes your mouth turn green.
Comet. It tastes like Listerine. Comet. Will make you vomit. So get some comet and vomit today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, we're here. We were.
For the moment.
Gone now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, you are definitely the bread that holds that peanut butter and jelly sandwich together.
I don't know about that. No, I think Jamie Farr was the bread that held it together. But thanks.
Definitely, definitely excellent work. Definitely.
Farr on the zoo.
You're like a big walking loaf of Wonder Bread, Buzz.
That's me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
I just want to tell Buzz that I had a 45 stuck in my mouth. And I was ready to pull the trigger, and as soon as I heard him talk to Jamie Farr, I put the gun down and I wept uncontrollably. Thank you, Buzz, for saving my life.
Thank you for living.
You saved a life today,
Prevented
Buzz.
A suicide. Can you believe it?
Thought perhaps we had.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Do you know what today is?
Oh, no. Is this the original guy that today is Thursday, the day after Wednesday guy?
And the 18th year.
18 years you've been doing this?
Today.
Wow. Today, it's right. 18 years today. That today, 18 years ago, your pain in the ass called our show?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead. Do your trademark bit.
Today is the day after Thursday. La, 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 la.
And there was a period of time when he called every day, and we got angrier and angrier at him.
Mad? We got madder at that guy than we've gotten at a lot of people who had a lot better reasons for pissing us off.
And he came to a couple of appearances that we did, and his face matches the annoying attitude. He had these kind of bug eyes.
Didn't he kind of look like Louis the Retard?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, kind of. And it's like, hi, with the big wide eyes, and he did it in front of us, and I wanted to smack him.
That combination of Steve Carell, Jim Carrey, mm-hmm. and the nutty homeless guy down at the end of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road.
And that is all he would do. He would say, today is a Thursday, the day after Wednesday, and then say, la, 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 la. And I could have killed him.
Worked for 18 years.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi there. Would it kill you to roll up that window?
Oh, it's just got a cheap-ass cell phone. My bad.
Oh, dear. An unknown rule. An unknown rule on the Don and Mike Show.
It's the referee's call.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's one where we, you know, it's like when the you don't have to go to the replay for it, but it's subjective. It's totally up to the official.
Yeah, it's like pass interference.
Exactly.
Tie goes to the runner.
And you can't change the call.
No.
Don't piss on our leg and tell us it's raining.
Can't throw the red flag on that one.
Hello, man. Don and Mike show.
I said, boy, Morgan Freeman sounds too much like a chicken hawk, boy.
You mean the angry Morgan Freeman. That's interesting. I'm going to think about that over the weekend. The loud, angry Joe Brown Morgan Freeman might sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
Would you people just screw off? That was a beautiful one yesterday.
It was.
Mike.
Let
Hello.
It be.
Don
I
Mike
don't
show.
Understand.
Hello, Don and
I can
Mike.
Make a booger talk.
What?
I can make a booger talk.
You can make a booger talk.
Yeah, garlic make my feet stink.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
And the odds are in my favor.
There's a good memory right there.
That's right. Safe home, our friend Robert Goulet.
Yes, Goulet.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Thank God.
Price is right.
Cool. Trumpet guy.
Hey, all right. Flight of the Bumblebee.
He's prepared this time.
Wow, this guy's good.
How about a little God Bless America?
Can you do a little of the Matador? That's a no.
No,
that's the no. I like it. That's how he answers.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yo, hello, listener.
Hello.
Hello, la la la.
La la la.
Hey, have you guys seen the Bee movie? I mean, what's with it? They're black, they're yellow. And they're called bees.
Worst Jerry Seinfeld I have ever heard in my life.
Yes.
He is doing an impression of Jerry Seinfeld. Perhaps the worst in the history.
He's mentally retarded.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Buzz, you did an excellent job. I'll just say next time, instead of doing the weather, just do studio setting.
Studio setting. Nice to have somebody to chat with, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, I thought your Mad Morgan Freeman sounded like George Kennedy.
George Kennedy. Thank you. That's the best ever.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. What's up? Oops.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, take your time.
Hey, I wanted to say... You did a good job as I did with the Mexican fella. I bought the roses off of. I Jewed him down to.
Wow.
Art the bigot, Colin.
He Jewed him down to something.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, oh, man, I loved it. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, good to hear you. What are you going to call that bit where you ditch Buzz? That's awesome.
Ditching Buzz.
And that's how do you like it?
Call that me and Mike go across the street to have a drink. So we call that.
Hello. Join us for another edition of Ditching Buzz.
Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, number one fan. Great job with the traffic. Excellent, excellent job telling us what's happening. You know, with what roads to take and all that stuff. Cars. Number one fan.
That's my favorite. The way he signs off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There's a Chevy Expedition in front of me in Route 1 with what looks to be...
You know, I'm going to hang up on this guy. We'll take another one, Mike. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Excellent job doing the forecast. Thank you so much for telling us what the temperature is and all that stuff.
You're welcome.
I got to run. Number one fan.
I got you, number one fan. You know what?
Number one fan. Very nice.
Phones are hot, but everybody's giggly. Robbie, load that music.
This is a pretty damn fine time to do this. It really is.
Let's offer up today $500 in cash.
Ooh.
You got to make us laugh.
Yes.
Me and Mike.
That's the way it works.
Call up with your joke, with your limerick. Perhaps
your anecdote.
Some observational Jerry Seinfeld-like humor.
Sure. Or just something that happened to you. Or, you know, it could even be a description of your disfigurement.
Bee puns are always welcome.
Yes, lots of honey and buzz and all that good
stuff.
Love
them. Okay, folks, phone number 877-365-3636. We take your unscreened calls for 10 minutes. If anybody out there can make Mike and I laugh at the same time, bingo, you get $500.
That's right. It's not buzz ditching. It's make us laugh, ladies and gentlemen.
And I mean really laugh.
Yeah, like out loud, like side-splitting laugh.
Like Clay Aiken laugh.
Like that. That's funny. See, if it was Clay Aiken laughing, that would make us laugh. How do you not laugh at that? Yes. Is he laughing or just having some sort of episode?
I like rape.
Clay Aiken in the joint.
Call us now. Well, do make us laugh. Buzz?
Yes?
You may take the next break off.
Boy, thank you.
That's right. You can go across the street and have a few cocktails.
I will.
Very good.
But what if we left the room again?
Then we would have dead air, and we would be in trouble.
No, it would be make Buzz laugh.
No, I'll be gone.
You'd be gone?
Yeah, you've already given him permission to take the next break off.
See you later.
All right, bye.
Make us laugh. We'll be right back. Duh on me.
Right. You were Aikenized.
This is the Don and Mike Show.